On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, Fabian. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I am very well. I'm very well. And what are we talking about today?
Was that a new Upper Hutt Posse track?
Nah, that's an old gem. That's an old gem, that one.
That's a cracker, isn't it?
Isn't it? I know. Are you going to be heading along to the Others Way? Will we see you there?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. What's good in movies at the moment,
okay,
Fabian?
Yes, there's a new New Zealand film out called This Town.
Ah, I've seen a trailer for this, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah, we're entering into a little cluster of new New Zealand films. There's another one called Low Down Dirty Criminals coming in next, in a couple of weeks, I think. And then there's a film called Savage, but This Town is the first one. This is a comedy, a kind of a dark comedy about a young man who's the sole survivor of a massacre that killed his family, his parents and his two sisters. And the whole country thinks he did it, but he's been exonerated by a trial. But it's about him kind of getting on with his life.
Right.
And does this sound familiar to you?
This is ringing some bells of maybe true crime that we've heard in New Zealand. Is that...
It's a weird thing where the people who made this film are saying it wasn't inspired by the Bane situation. But so what? It's just some big, amazing coincidence?
It's just a coincidence.
I sort of... It's this weird aspect of this film that I couldn't stop thinking about during the film. Film's fine. It's funny and it's got some good Kiwi Rima Tuiatas in it, Robin Malcolm.
Awesome. Couple of legends.
Not enough Rima Tuiata, but she's great when she's in there. And lots of other kind of Kiwi comedic presences showing up sort of for a short amount of time and doing great stuff. It's a quirky small town vibe. But it's...
You couldn't get Bane out of your head.
It's a factor. It doesn't destroy the film. It doesn't ruin the film. It doesn't even really overshadow the film. But when the film acknowledges this kind of horrific backstory, you sort of go, oh, yeah, that's kind of the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
It's a factor. But it's a nice film. It's the directorial debut of this guy whose name is David White, I believe, and he's the main actor in it as well.
Oh, true.
It's shot really nicely. It's kind of got this... It's something you see about these days where films behave like a documentary when they feel like it, because there's a lot of kind of talking to someone beyond the camera here, but then at other times it's not a documentary at all, which is allowed, I suppose.
And, that's allowed. I'll let that happen, says Fabian.
Yeah, it's something that I take a look. I sort of think, well, if you're going to present yourself as a doc, do that. But if you're just going to ignore that at certain points, I don't know. That's a bit weird.
Yeah, I know.
It does. This film does tap into, in a post Flight of the Conchords world, kind of deadpan, cringy New Zealand comedy is a thing now. And it's quite subjective, I think. The audience I saw this with seemed to really like it. I enjoyed it in times. At moments I thought there was some funny stuff here. At other times I felt like there was a presumption of hilarity just because of the deadpanness of it all.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen this film, but I can imagine from watching other movies that maybe also fall into that trap a little bit.
Yeah, it's a tricky line to tread, a tricky needle to thread, and it's... I don't know what separates deadpan Kiwi cringe comedy that works from deadpan Kiwi cringe comedy that doesn't work. I think it just kind of comes down to the person and the moment and how you're feeling when you watch it.
Yeah.
It works in a lot of this film, and in other parts of the film it doesn't work. But overall I think this is a good film and worth checking out. And
definitely worth getting
very dark undercurrent.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's definitely worth getting into the cinema to support some some local stuff as well at the moment, while we've got the privilege of being able to do that too. It's a pretty cool thing.
Totally. And it's great that there's this little cluster of New Zealand films coming out that kind of seem a bit more sort of audience friendly than what a lot of New Zealand films are, you know, which it's a bit of an old fashioned idea that, you know, we make grim films here, but I guess this is kind of a grim one.
We've got a really cool, like, I guess, generation of comedians coming through at the moment who seem to be making awesome movies as well as doing stand-up and things like that. And I've definitely noticed people like Tom Sainsbury and Rose Matafeo and stuff popping up in feature films that are, you know, on their way, which is a very cool thing to see. So that maybe that's got something to do with it as well, as we've got this kind of cast of great people working at the moment.
That's true. Neither of them are in this film.
No, but they're in future
films. It's a very salient point, though, in that generationally our comedy talent has just made so many leaps and bounds in the last few decades. What used to take 10 years of evolution now takes 1 year. Mm. And so you're right, there's this deep resource of people who can just step up when they need to, which you didn't used to be able to say that about New Zealand comedic talent. You know, there is a lot of funny people, and a lot of them show up in this town, and the film benefits from it. And yeah, I think that's something that's worth celebrating, that we've made so many leaps and bounds in terms of the foundation of comedy in this country.
Totally. So the film is called This Town, and it's in cinemas now, is that right?
Yeah, the town that it's set in is called Thiston.
Thiston. Nice.
It's a joke.
To be honest, that hits right in my particular sense of pun humour, so on that alone, I will go and watch this movie.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, thank you very much for this, Fabian Fanboy. Someone said, should we wear our worst jumpers to watch this movie?
I mean, no sweater jokes in this film.
No sweater jokes in this movie.
So they give themselves that amount of deniability for sure.
There we go. Good to see. All right. Well, thank you very much, Fabian. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. See you soon. Bye.
See you soon.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
All right.